This week, the embattled Society of Jesus Oregon Province emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The province oversees Jesuit activities in five states, and under their watch, hundreds of children were sexually abused by priests and volunteers. Nowhere have more victims come forward than in western Alaska. The Yupik Eskimo community of Amonok was hit hard by the abuse. Court documents detail decades of clerical abuse there, mostly in the 1960s and 70s. Despite the pain that was inflicted there years ago, many in the community still embrace the Catholic faith. From Station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
The Sacred Heart Church in Amonok sits right on the riverbank of the Yukon. Outside, the weather is calm. Inside, however, the feeling is a bit different.
Oh, excited.
That's Nora Westlock and mother of the groom. Today, her youngest child will be married. Like the other siblings, they were all married here at Sacred Heart, and that's important to her.
I was raised as Catholic, and I even got married in Catholic church, too, about going on 40 years.
Villagers have traveled today by boat or bush plane to be here. In the crowd is Amonok resident and parishioner Nick Tucker. He attends church every Sunday for a simple reason.
We go to church because we need God.
He says he never saw any of the clergy abuse that occurred over the decades, but he's glad it came to light so that it can be dealt with. Tucker is now 66 years old. He's seen a lot of priests and Jesuits come through his village. None of them were perfect, he says, but that's just like everybody he knows.
We want to hear that somebody's bad, you know. No, that's not the case. We're human beings. We certainly will mess up.
He's not sure where all the blame should go, but for him, it's not really important, because for him, the church is much more than just a priest and more than an institution.
It's your daily life that makes you a church. A church is not a pastor. The church is the message of God already in the Bible for you to live.
Then there were others who could only think of the church as made up of people, some of whom had sexually abused them or relatives.
That's Bishop Donald Kettler. He heads the Catholic Diocese of Fairbanks.
And for many of those, they turned away from the church.
Kettler has visited with several survivors of the abuse. He says what the church can do now is try and help victims and their families. For that, the diocese contracted clinical therapist Bob Cheney, who's seen firsthand the effects of clergy abuse.
Anyone who's been victimized is trying to do something about it, even if it's drink themselves to death.
The Lower Yukon has some of the highest rates of premature death in the country. Many blame the ills on poverty and historical trauma going back to early westernization. Cheney says that the clerical abuse, too, has lingering effects in the region.
You have these explosions of these emotions. People get hurt. People get arrested.
Cheney's work is meant to help the victims understand the pain so they can reclaim their lives. Whether that means a life with the church will be up to the victims, says Bishop Kettler. But he says the diocese is leaving their doors wide open.
Maybe, I hope, with the healing that we've provided, that they've become not blocked in their coming to God because of what happened to them in the church.
Back at the wedding, Deacon Raymond Waska Sr. gives communion.
Hey, Lord bless you.
What a question.
After the ceremony, guests congratulate the new couple, while their boy cries impatiently for their attention. I sit with Waska to discuss his work. Waska is Yupik and carries much of the church's water in Amonok.
It's not a test when there's somebody to lead it, when there's a funeral, at the marriage, or baptism, or preparing marriage life.
Internationally, seminary schools are on the decline. In the Yukon Delta, just four residing priests cover 20 villages in a roadless area the size of Oregon. The church needs local deacons to carry the faith. And Waska says his community needs the church even more.
Our people, they used to talk about, in their language, unknown maker, unknown God. He said there's something that's mighty, something that's big, that creates a world, something takes care of animals, but they couldn't explain it. That was before the Christians came over.
From the pew, Nick Tucker hopes survivors find someone that will help with their pain, whether it's a deacon or a therapist or a friend. Either way, he says, it could still take more time.
But then it has taken 2,000 years, even just to get the touch of people to the message of God. So it continues in our village. So it shall continue in the village. And God is 2,000 years patient.
The Catholic Diocese says counseling services are available to any victims in any village that requests them. Reporting from Imanac, I'm Shane Iverson.